We are continuing our discussion of Meister Shani. In particular, we're speaking today about Pidyon and Meister Shani. And I want to go over what we spoke about a little bit last time and be able to appreciate what is Ezra Hashem going to be happening today. We spoke about last time how the idea of Pidyon exists in a variety of different areas of halacha. That sometimes a particular item has kedusha or has a special status, and we're required to pay some form of money to remove the status from that item and to put it on something else. So we spoke last time about pidyon hektish. Sometimes hektish, you have an animal that develops a mum. So you're allowed to be poda that hektish. I can buy it back, kviyachol. The money has kedusha on it, but the animal I'm allowed to shech. The animal I am allowed to eat. Pidyon meiter sheni, similarly, I have peros. I don't want to bring them to Yerushalayim, so I can be poda them. And we spoke about pidyon haben, pidyon peter chamor. We spoke about a certain areas of halakha like shvius. You have a similar halakha with a twist. I spend money to buy peros shvius, so my money gets kedusha, but the peros don't lose their kedusha. And how in certain areas of halakha there's something called a pidyon. We spoke last time a little bit about how you view pidyon. We spoke last time about there are two main ways to view, or more different ways of viewing some of these pidyons. Some of these pidyons are more like monetary transactions. We saw that from Reb Chaim in certain contexts. That really right now the carbon belongs to Hekdish. And my goal by being poded, I'm buying it back. Right now you own it, Hekdish owned it, and I'm buying it back. That's one kind of, that's one thing. You also find that maybe it's not about like a monetary transaction. It's more of a unique idea about transferring Kedusha. It doesn't have monetary overlap, but it's a unique kind of an idea. And we spoke about how different areas of halacha may have a different kind of status. There is a halacha, this is tonight's year, it has a lot of implications, or potential implications, for Bizman Hazeh, what we do nowadays. But there is a Gemara in Meseches Bav Metzia that deals with Pidyon of Hektish. We're going to want to understand the nature of that halacha of Pidyon by Hektish. We're going to want to understand, does that same halacha apply by Pidyon of Meister Shani? If it does or doesn't apply, what does that tell us? And we will, Ezra Hashem, see a little bit of an important discussion about how that may play out on some level, at least for certain shitas, Bizman Hazeh. So let's start as follows. Ordinarily, when you want to be poda, you have to be poda by paying the value of the item that you want to redeem. I want to redeem a carbon. I have to pay the value of that item. We know that sometimes, if it's your own item, it could even be, you have to be mosif a chomesh. You have to add on a fifth, or I guess add on a quarter, so it becomes a fifth. But you have to add something on sometimes. Shmuel, in the Gemara in Bav Metzia, on Daf Nun Zayin, based on the Mishnah there, Shmuel says, the Amar Shmuel, behektish shavim mana, shechililo al shavim pruta mechula. If I have hektish, which is worth much more money, and I am pod it, or I do chilol, for now we'll spend the same thing, and I do that on a shavah pruta, it's not worth anywhere near as much. I'm sort of like cheating hektish out of what it really deserves. The animal's worth much more, and I'm pod it for much less money just for a shavah pruta nickel. The halacha is, it's mechilol. Now, as we've shown and point out, it's pretty clear this is only bidyeved. You can't lichad chila weasel your way out. That's only true bidyeved. But that's the halacha when it comes to hektish. That bidyeved, if you would be poded it, unless you're good to go. Now, some of the Rishonim happen to point out there in Bav Metzia, maybe this is only if you do that intentionally. If I think the animal's worth that little, I did it by mistake, then maybe not. But if I do it intentionally, I have the ability to do it even only on a shavah pruta. Why is this so? I would have thought when you redeem it, I have to redeem it for its full value. Why is this so? So the pashtus of the Gemara is for the following reason. The Mishnah tells us in Bav Metzia that there's no din of ona'a when it comes to hektish. Ordinarily, if I buy something from you and I spend way too much money, I pay double. So the halacha is you have to return the money to me and the deal's canceled. Because the halacha of ona'a, if you overcharge for more than a sixth, then the whole thing is canceled, return the money, it's all good. That's a halacha of onah. A six is different than less than a six. Those are all different discussions. The Mishnah tells us, though, in Bav Metzia, that when it comes to hektish, there may be no din of onah. And at least the way the Gemara understands it, it may even be like a very sweeping halacha. In hektish, no din of onah. So if I, as an example, simple pshat in this halacha, I'm buying this, I'm being poded this animal from Hekdesh, and I decide I'm going to spend a whole lot of, I'm in much less money. I'm cheating Hekdesh out of it. So on the one hand, maybe we should say it's not a good deal because you paid way too little. It's a din of onah. Onah is way too much or way too little. The deal can be null and void. But says the Gemara, ain onah lehekdesh. There's no such thing as onah when it comes to hekdesh. No such thing as overcharging or underpaying. Passes, it goes in both directions. And therefore, the deal is still considered to be a good deal. Because, I didn't pay them enough money. The Chorah is not good. No, in hekdesh, deals are considered to be good deals even if you pay less. Now the Pashat Pshat in this Gemara is that how does Pidyon of Hekdesh work? It's all about a monetary transaction. It's about buying an item. And it just that ordinarily when I buy an item, there's a din of ona'a. If I pay way too much or I pay way too little, the deal is going to be canceled. But when I buy an item of Hekdesh, because ain ona'a, there's no din of onah for hekdesh, so then it's not considered to be it's not going to ruin the deal, and still and you're still entirely good to go. So the pashut pshat is as follows: pidyon hekdesh, even on much less money, is okay. How come? Because ordinarily, when you pay much less money, the deal gets canceled. In hekdesh, when you're paying much less money, it's not canceled. Which means, how does pidyon work? The item right now belongs to hekdesh, and I am primarily buying it. Buying it back. And in ona lehek deshos. Yes.
Are you like actually like buying this from like a gizmo or something, or just like doing it yourself?
I mean, the gibber's getting the money.
So are you do this before you go to Yerushalayim?
What am I being poed at?
Like
the
doing
timing
it, like,
of
yourself?
It?
You're just like doing it, or like you have to like he has to like, you have to say,
give
like
the,
that
you're giving the money to Hekdesh.
So does he have to like agree on the price?
Oh, like, that, no, I don't think so.
You just like do it.
I don't think so. Okay. Now Some of the Achronim point out within certain Rishonim that this is probably not the only way of viewing the halacha. Tosfos has a chiddush. It's a Tosfos in Maseches Temura and Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos' chiddush is the following: the din, this halacha, that when you're poda hektish, you could do it even for much less, even for a Shavar Pruta, says Tosfos, is only true when the original owner is the one that's poed to it. But if a third party comes and they want to be poed to it, they have to pay fair market value. Now, this halacha that you can get by with less is only halacha when the actual bialim, when the actual owners are doing it. Ask many of the achronim, but why would this be so? If the whole halacha is that you can underpay hekdesh, because eino na'al lehekdeshos, and that's why it's chal, why does it matter if the owner is doing it or someone else is doing it? No matter who is going to be the person that's doing it, either way, it should really be fine. No matter who's doing it, the whole chiddush is, when it comes to buying stuff from hekdesh, we don't care if you pay less, we don't care if you pay more, no matter what, it's not a problem. So who cares if I do it or someone else does it? What's the pshat, what's the svara for Tosfos, that the only time this chiddush exists, the only time you can get by with paying less, is when you're the owner and you're the one doing it. So the Turi Evan in Maseches Megillah offers the following explanation. Again, sorry we like dug into some of it. It's hard to hold cup, at least for me at this time of night. We'll tie things together, it'll be hopefully very, very clear. But the Turi Evan offers the following, a couple suggestions. But he says it's like this. It's Pidyon Hekdesh is not about buying it back from Hekdesh. If it's about buying it back, and the chiddush is I can pay less, because when it comes to buying stuff from Hekdesh, you can, if you pay too much or you pay too little, it doesn't matter. There's no din of onah. So then why between me or anyone else would there be any difference whatsoever? Rather, says the Turi Evan, it's a chiddush. The chiddush is that ordinarily, if you want to do pidyon, a third party wants to do it, you got to pay fair market value. You got to pay fair market value. Ordinarily, that's how it works. There's a special chiddush with bialim. The special chiddush with bialim is that it's a chiddush not in the halachas of purchasing items, but a chiddush in the way kedushas created, that since you're the one that created the kedusha, you have a special ability to remove the kedusha. So since I created the kedusha, I have the ability to do a pidyon that's not worth market value. Or, to say it a little bit differently, Turi Evan says, since there's a din of she'ela in Hekdesh, even when I'm matis something, if I go to the Chacham and I say, I regretted doing it like a Tarif Nedarim, you could undo it, I'm still really connected and I can still undo it. The second point, don't worry about if you missed it. What's the svara here? The svara is as follows. Pidyon Hekdesh may not be about removing it from the property of Hekdesh. If so, who cares if I do it or anyone else does it? Rather, Pidyon Hekdesh is a different halacha. Has to do with not purchasing it. That's if someone else wants to get involved. But it's a halacha in the removal of Kedusha. A unique halacha called, there's Kedusha there, you can remove it. Since you created it, you can remove it. Do I require fair market value? Fair market value is only necessary when you are purchasing something. Pidyon Hekdesh, for Tovas and Tmura, this halacha of Shmuel, is not about purchasing. Rather, what is it? That was holy, and the Torah taught me that since I created the Kedusha, I could also lessen the Kedusha. Since I created it, as long as I do Pidyon, even on anything, I'm not buying it back. I'm just transferring Kedusha. In many ways, then what you see just follows, at least Chazal we've seen thus far, well, that makes it as clear as possible. Pidyon Hekdesh. Pidyon Hekdesh. There is a machloka we saw last time. What does it mean that I'm poda Hekdesh? It's holy right now, this carbon. It got a bamum. I want to remove its Kedusha and put it on my money. Does that mean that I am buying it from Hekdesh like any sale? Or is it a new idea of I'm transferring Kedusha? That impacts two ways of understanding. How come it's okay for Shmuel if I pay less? Is it because it is buying from Hekdesh, but you're allowed to pay less to Hekdesh? There's no onah for Hekdesh. Or, Tovas and Tmura, only you could do it. It's not about buying it back, but rather, since you created it, you could transfer Kedusha even on less. As far as general clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. It's fine wherever we are. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone else
wants to do it, that's more like buying it, and they have to get fair market value.
It's like two different tracks.
Two different tracks. So three evidence for two different tracks. Yeah.
How are we assuming that he creates the Kedusha?
The Baal is the one who sanctifies the carbon. I'm the one that says I'm makdish this carbon. Since I was the one who created the Kedusha, I could also remove it. I haven't said my Shini yet. Yeah. But you are.
If we say that the third party is really doing a transaction, then shouldn't he be able to sell Shema Kruta because of Ein Ronel Kerkos?
So that it may not be. There may be multiple factors going on. Don't worry about that. Let's just leave for now. Okay. Does this halacha apply? Yeah.
Are there any other issues with not redeeming the market value besides?
Maybe the lack of form. There are other potential issues, but yeah. Okay. Does the same halacha apply when it comes to other kinds of pidyons? Tosfos in Bab Metzia and Daf Nundal, it says, just as in Hekdesh, you can get by with paying less than market value, I can get by with paying a pruta, says Tosfos. Umistama hu hadin b'meiser, so too for meiser sheni. I want to be poed in my carbonos. I want to be poed to all my food. I can do it on Shabbat pruta at some point out. This is awesome for aniyim. I'm an ani. I have a lot of payros right now. But it's a big deal to take all my stuff and to bring it to Yerushalayim. So I can buy it back. All I have is a pruta. I can buy it back on a pruta, at least b'diavad, and bring it. So that's over the same deal would work for Meister Sheni. However, Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says, I'm not so sure. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah says, I'm not so sure it should work by Meister Sheni. I'm not so sure. I understand by heck this it works. By Meister Sheni, I'm not so sure. What's that machlokas based on? Can I extend it from Hekdesh? I know it's true in Hekdesh. Can I extend it to Meiser Sheni? One question. The Turi Evan holds, as I believe the Michas Chinuch, the same halacha applies when it comes to Pidyon Peter Chamor. Remember we said that the firstborn of a Chamor has a certain status, and you have to redeem that to give the Kohen a seh, or the value of a Chamor. So too, if b'dieved, I gave the Kohen less, Pidyon Peter Chamor works also. That's the Pidyon Peter Chamor is Michas Chinuch and Turi Evan. Also, some Achronim hold, the Yeshuos Malko, Lichtenstein points out, Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Machorim to hold this way. It works for Shemitah produce also. Remember we said you have Shemitah produce? I buy the Shemitah produce. That money also gets Kedusha. The food doesn't lose its Kedusha on Shemitah, but the money also gets Kedusha when I buy Shemitah produce. Let's say I buy Shemitah produce for a pruta. Does the Kedusha transfer or not? Many Achronim hold. The same halacha applies by Shemitah. So this idea that Pidyon maybe does not need to be market value, we're not so sure do we extend this to other Pidyons. Does it apply to Pidyon Meiser Sheni? A Safik in Tovas Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Bab Metzia says Mistamed does. Does it apply to Pidyon Petra Chamor? Tiri Evan says, sure, you want to redeem the firstborn animal from a chamor. You want to pay a kohen the value of the chamor, but instead you gave him to pruta. It's fine, good enough. So my Shemitah also. I bought Shemitah produce, so now there's kedusha in my money also. Even if I only bought it for a pruta, it's also chal on my money. So it's not so clear in Rishonim always, when do we extend it? When do we not extend it? What is it really considered to be? What's it considered to be based on? That's, again, we spoke last time about different kinds of pidyons. Today we're speaking about some halachas. Maybe we could see differences between some of the pidyons.
Okay. See how long we're speaking for? I'm going to make sure we're getting it right. Okay.
There are a couple ways to understand whether you extend it or not. One mahalach is the mahalach of the gra. The gra and the bir ha-gra, it's on the mekoro sheet. Source number 9. The gra, and it's really already in the Talmud Yerushalmi, as it points out there, with the following analysis. Well, the real svara in the Gemara about hekdesh is ein ona lehekdeshos. When something belongs to hekdesh, if you pay less, it's still okay. So is that true in Meiser Sheni also? Are we going to say the same svar in Meiser Sheni? That if I pay less, does it matter or not? Says the Graf in Yerushalmi. L'chorav, that depends. If Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, if Meiser Sheni belongs to Hekdesh, so just like for actual Hekdesh, Eino Na'al Lehekdeshos, if I'm going to pay less, it's going to still be Chal. So too, for Meiser Sheni, if I'm going to pay less, it's still going to be Chal, because Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. But if I understand that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyo, then Meiser Sheni really still belongs to me. So if Meiser Sheni still really belongs to me, so then this halacha is Bichlal not Shayach to Meiser Sheni. The whole halacha is based on Ein Ona Lehekdeshos. Ein Ona Lehekdeshos. And there's no din of, and that doesn't apply if the Meiser Sheni belongs to me. It was a Chiddush Dafka and Hekdesh. But it doesn't apply to me at all, and therefore, says the Gra, am I going to extend from Hekdesh to Meiser Sheni? It depends. If Hekdesh is all based on Ein Ona Lehekdeshos, I'm allowed to, if I pay less to Hekdesh, it's still good. Well, with Meiser Sheni, does Meiser Sheni belong to Hekdesh or not? If it belongs to Hekdesh, Meiser Sheni, it's Mamon Gavoa, so then it still applies. If it doesn't, then it won't apply. As far as clarity on the Gra, 1, 2, and 3. Now, what you could point out is that if I hold that even Mamon Hedyo really applies on some level, it's Shayach to Hekdesh. Could be, even if it's Mamon Hedyo, it's still going to apply. Because even if it's Mamon Hedyo, that still really is Shayach to Hekdesh, and even though this may really still apply or something like that, that you could possibly still, that you could possibly still hold. Okay. You know. Okay. However, maybe there's another way of looking at the question as to whether it applies to Meiser Sheni or not. Maybe there's another way to look at how it applies. Maybe the primary question is what we saw in Tovos and Maseches Temura, what we saw in the Turi Evet. Maybe the primary question is not about is there Ona'a for Hekdesh, but if you create the Kedusha, then you could undo the Kedusha. This is Dan Kepler. If you create the Kedusha, you could undo the Kedusha. When it comes to the Kedusha of Hekdesh, so I create the Kedusha. Since I create the Kedusha, so I have the ability to undo it even for less. I don't have to buy it back. It's all a question of transferring Kedusha. If you create the Kedusha, you could transfer it back with less. So that's true when it comes to Hekdesh. Okay? It's true when it comes to Hekdesh. What about, Rav Lichtenstein points out, payroll shvius. Would it work by Shemitah or not? Would it work by Shemitah or not? So says Rav Lichtenstein, not so fast. When it comes to Shemitah, you didn't create the Kedusha in Shemitah. What creates the Kedusha in Shemitah? The Torah. The Torah says any produce that's grown in the seventh year is Kadosh. And therefore, even if it's true in Hektish, maybe it's not going to be true in Shemitah. Maybe in Shemitah, the only time Kedusha comes on money is when you pay fair market value. Because the whole Kiddush is, if you created the Kedusha, the Tu'yevin Svara, you can then transfer it back. But when it comes to Shemitah, since I didn't create it, I don't have the ability to get it back. Maybe that impacts Petr Chamor also. What about Meiser Sheni? Did you create the Kedusha in Meiser Sheni? Did you create the Kedusha, in which case you could undo it for less? Or is Meiser Sheni, I really didn't create it or not? What do we think? Who creates Meiser Sheni and Kedusha? No, Gavor or Hedyos, when I do it, does it now belong to Gavor or Hedyos? What? Okay, so we could probably actually ask him a question about this. We ourselves, if we were just thinking about it, why? Let's talk about it for a second. How does Meiser Sheni really work? What happened, Meiser Sheni, is as follows. Take Truma with a similar kind of a question. You have produce right now, and you separate the Truma. Who separated the Truma? Who created the Kedusha of the Truma? You or Hashem?
Depends.
Okay. Hashem brought Kedusha in the land, which generated Tevel, but who created the Chalo Shem Truma? Who did the Kriya Shem on the Truma? The Chora I did. Who decided to separate this as Meiser Sheni? Lechora, I created it. Now, there may be Kedusha, which is in the Karka, which generates certain Chiyuvim, but I would have thought, if you're asking me, as far as who creates it, I would have thought that I'm the one who really creates it. Let's look at the source number in the Tu'yevin, in Chav Gimel, on the base there. Let me see if he, one second. No, right, who really created the Kedusha? Meiser Sheni, I believe, one second. The Turi Evans Mefurash, that Meiser Sheni's Kedusha is Chal al pi Havaylim v'yeshno b'she'ela. Turi Evans is clear that Meiser Sheni is created by you. Now, it's true that Hashem is the one who told you, but I'm creating, just like as an example, Hashem said I'm chayav to bring a carbon chatas. But when I'm mafris a carbon chatas, I establish the Kedusha, and Hashem told me to. The Kedusha, Meiser Sheni, is done on a day by Lim, in which case, for Meiser Sheni also, it should be limited. We do this follows. We have this halacha. What's the halacha? The halacha is that Meiser Sheni, when it comes to Hektish, you can be poed to it for less. Pruta, you're entirely good to go. What about Meiser Sheni? Tovar, not so sure, Tovar, but see, Mistam, it does. What's that based on? So two ways of looking at it. If the whole idea of pidyon is because of eino nala hekdeshos, I'm purchasing from hekdesh. So then, are you purchasing Meiser Sheni or not? Isn't mamon gavoa, mamon hedyo, the gra? Alternatively, in light of the Turei Evan, based on Tobas and Tmura, if the primary issue is, if you created it, you have the ability to transfer that kedusha. So in Shviyas, that won't be true. You didn't create it. It's kadosh automatically, even if you say nothing. In Meiser Sheni, which is only Kadosh, when you separate it and say, this is Meiser Sheni, so then you have the ability to do it even on a Shaveh Pruta. Those are going to be the two main ways of looking at it. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Again, one of the reasons why this is helpful is that we're trying to be pointed out. Last week was more of a Hakdama. This is like one Nafkamina. It's sort of two Shirim in one. Last time we spoke about how different kinds of Pidyon. Is Pidyon buying something? What am I doing when I'm Poded Meiser Sheni? So it's a similar intriguing question when I'm Poded Meiser Sheni. When I'm Poded Meiser Sheni again, is the idea that I'm buying something and I'm buying it, and therefore this money becomes kadosh. It's mamon gavoa, and I'm buying it from that property. Or is the idea I'm not buying anything? The idea is that I am just transferring kedusha. It's done through money, but it's not money as far as a financial kind of purchase, but rather I'm just transferring kedusha. One thing that may impact is this discussion in terms of if I want to be mechalit on just a shave pruta, would that be considered? Would that be considered good or not? I'm trying to think if I have time. One second. Okay. You know what? Question? Yeah. Yes or no? A chatas is never brought benedava. It's like a mesechus chulin. A chatas is only brought when you're chayav a chatas. You can't bring on benedava. Certain karbanos, you could only bring benedava. So it's really not going to go that way. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here for tonight and we'll speak. We don't have that much more to clarify as far as Meister Shani goes. We probably have, I think, maybe two or three more on Meister Shani, at which point in time, I think Elson Zrayim, if you have other requests of what you want to do, Demai, Peya, or things like that to become more familiar, different ideas in Zrayim, so you can feel free to let me know, but at least for now, we'll stop here.